USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still smarting after his vaccine mandate was blocked by the nation's highest court, President Biden yesterday did tout progress on infrastructure improvements. He spoke at the White House, Biden saying he ran for office to fix those kinds of problems.
This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
Biden signed that sweeping infrastructure bill about 2 months ago. He said the measure is already modernizing highways, ports, airports, and many old bridges. Former President Donald Trump is going to hold a rally today in Florence, Arizona, just southeast of Phoenix. General Michael Flynn among those who will also be there to speak. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Five Senate Democrats, including West Virginia's Joe Manchin, are hitting the White House hard about its response to COVID-19. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The group writing a letter to top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients and citing grave concerns about this current state of preparedness and the response to the latest surge. The Democrats want to know why the Biden administration failed to act earlier to increase access to at-home test kits.
Police in Ohio are investigating the discovery of the cremated remains of 89 people inside a vacant church in Akron. They say they found dozens of boxes and bags with the names of cremated individuals while they were searching the vacant church back on Tuesday. The church is reportedly connected with a 41-year-old Shante Harden, who's accused of running a funeral home without a license. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The World Health Organization is now recommending two new drugs to treat COVID-19. One of them helps suppress an overwhelmed immune system. The second is a monoclonal antibody drug. The organization is only recommending giving the second drug to those who are at high risk of hospitalization but have mild or moderate symptoms. Health officials say the medicines will save lives if they are widely available and kept affordable. Dozens of firefighters are still at the scene trying to knock down an overnight blaze at a chemical plant in northern New Jersey. That industrial site houses a couple of companies producing chlorine for swimming pools. Officials believe about 100,000 pounds of chlorine are stored on that site. The mayor of Passaic telling the New York Times as many as 250 firefighters have been working at the scene. And an eviction moratorium in New York is ending today. That's New York State. As figures show, over a half million New York families are behind on their rent, and over 40% of those households have kids. The eviction moratorium was put in place to help tenants struggling during the pandemic. As the moratorium ends, authorities are bracing for a flood of eviction cases. Tenants in trouble are being urged to apply for emergency rental assistance. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.